In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Well, the first week of classes is behind you. I imagine most of you have had your orientations. The seminarians, the new seminarians, are getting it this week. So have you memorized all the handbooks yet? All your assignments? All the meetings you are expected to attend? Perhaps some of you also have a number of new names to remember. It's been said that calculators and smartphones have put so much information at our fingertips that we finally lose the ability to remember things like phone numbers. I know that once I write something down, I don't feel pressured to remember it so exactly, because I can always look it up again. I've got it down in writing. Perhaps that the fact that the handbook is written down suggests that we don't have to memorize it. We each have a copy. We can consult any time. We can check the bulletin to see what's going on. I suppose the same is true for the names of people on campus that we see. Many of their names have been written right under their pictures in past yearbooks. That may not stop the profs from calling you by the wrong name, but it can help others who want to know whom they saw when they visited ILC. I recently got these names from an annual. Do you remember Roy Gesch? Or Paul Lessman, or Henry Simon, Roland Thies? They were all in an annual, just as I expect you will be, if you aren't already. And yet few of us remember them. I never knew them. Of course, they did not attend this school. But it makes me wonder how many people down through the years will look at a Lance, at your picture and mine, and say, "I wonder who that was. I never knew him. I never knew her." Perhaps it is more important that we remember things like the knowledge that we have access to during our years of schooling. Think of all the areas of activity available to you, both artistic, music, art, language, and scientific, math, biology, chemistry, and on. And history. It's been said that not to know what went before is like having amnesia, an affliction that can make it hard to deal with present challenges. Both the knowledge remembered and the skills mastered during these years of schooling can help pretty much in every area of your life, like getting a job, finding a place to live, helping a friend, providing for a dependent, and so on. Wouldn't it be great to be both a master of the arts and sciences? To be able to speak Spanish, German, Latin, Hebrew, Greek, and music just as fluently as you speak English. To be able to see and to share the beauty all around us. To be able to construct, to repair, to teach, to use all the things that are needed for ordinary life and for extraordinary life. To be able to soar and dig and shoot and score, to run and not get weary, to walk and not be faint. Wouldn't that be a joy? We might almost feel like the disciples did when they returned to Jesus in the 10th chapter of Luke. He had sent them to prepare the way before him. And they returned exclaiming, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us If you think that it would be great to be master of every situation in your life, then Emmanuel has something even better for you. Emmanuel told his disciples, "Do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." And Emmanuel tells us, "Do not rejoice that you can find the square root of 19 without a calculator, that you can play Brahms' second piano concerto, that you can understand languages, or that you excel in athletics, that you are master of all things, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Everything in this life, everything, is temporary. More temporary than your high school years will seem to you in 2063. Most important in the day that we stand before the Lord is not whether all the arts and sciences submitted to us, but that He remembers us, that He says to us, "Come to Me. I know you. In fact, I knew you before the world began." That is what we need. Now, God does not forget the needy, and He will never forget you. For in Christ, He has made you His Zion. But even if He could forget, and so that you don't forget, He has engraved you on the palms of His hands. Your names are written in heaven. Rejoice. Amen. Hymn 268, we'll sing stanzas 3 through 5 to a different tune. on Sunday evening in Winter Haven, Florida, there was an automobile accident which the Lord used to call home to himself two 10-year-old children who were students of our school in Winter Haven, and a third, an 8-year-old, was life-flighted in very critical condition. We've heard mixed reports on that. Our prayers have been requested for the families of Mercer, Milligan, and Rojas, and also for the teachers and fellow students of these children. O Father of mercies, God of all comfort, we implore your grace for these families and friends. Enable them to say with us, "Thy will be done." Their hearts are filled with sadness at the death of their loved ones. Grant them lips still to praise you, that you have removed them from all the trials and tribulations of this life and received them to yourself in heaven. Sustain them by the power of your holy word, which promises strength and help in time of need. Comfort them and us all with the precious hope of the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who died for our sins and was raised again for our justification, who also lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever. Amen.